Hey guys, welcome. This is Richard. I'm Dad. This is Veteran and the Noise. Welcome to the second installment into our wonderful podcast. We are joined here today by Miss Wonderful Coco. Hey Coco, how you doing over there? Little dog. Just digging in the dirt. So today we wanted to cover a little bit about Dylan's, I'll call it record, as a U.S. Marine, a veteran. You know, he did a tour in Afghanistan. He got a honorable discharge. I was, as a dad, still surprised at the decorations that he came back with. But that wasn't all he came back with. Would you agree, Dylan?
No, but I'm a little disrupted by you'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. Well, that's okay. This show
I had a lot of great instructors, and we always made sure we did the right things. When I was out there, I saw the worst.
Sure. I'm sure a lot of veterans that were out there, and we were just talking about this, about the percentage of Marines, soldiers, Air Force, Navy.
Oh yeah, it was everyone.
That were part of the program, but not all of them were sent to the front lines. Not all of them went into the sand, if it would, you know. They were there, but they didn't always leave.
We called it the sandbox.
They didn't really leave for whatever reason. However, Dylan, you know, you need to elaborate here as nicely as we can. You know, what was it like?
As nicely as I can? It was bittersweet.
Okay.
It was knowing the things that you've done and knowing the things, the amount of damage that you caused was to be for the better.
Very good, very good.
But then all of a sudden you wake up in a
And you
end up with, like myself, you end up with a sprained ankle, you got a slight burn on your right arm, and when you're in this aid station, you look to your left, you look to your right, you look forward, and these guys are just scorched. They're missing limbs.
Okay.
Try not to take it home.
Yeah.
But.
So let's just.
It was probably 2 days later. I was back operating on missions.
Right. Put but right back in
those
there.
Those guys to my left and my right.
Sent home.
They're sent home.
Sure. Good, better, or worse. So let's talk about that. You come back. And again, this episode being about the PTSD and what's out there. But come back. And from, I'll call it a civilian's perspective. The dad, the father, right? The son comes back. He seems a bit rattled. And it seems, of course, after talking all these years, things you've seen, things you've done. But it's been a hell of an experience. But it was actually, you mentioned the adjustment of coming back. Tell us a little bit about that.
Coming back home, you almost don't want to. It's something that you become so accustomed to with all the training and the actual deployments. It's like, this is all I know.
Sure, sure. You're trained.
This is all I want.
Yeah. I'm sure your drill instructor was very happy that you had that mindset.
I hope I never speak to my drill instructors ever again.
Well, listen, I think
like they did their job.
They did their job. There it is.
It was truly awful. I had instructors when I was in Afghanistan. Uh-huh. Who were combat instructors.
Okay.
Always wanted to talk with them. Always wanted to be with them. Always wanted to learn something more. But when everything went down, when we did all the operations and we lost Marines, you could tell, like, in their voice, it was diminished.
Sure, sure.
Almost. And at that point, he was saying, like, you got to keep moving. You got to keep going.
Keep moving forward.
And it was a tough thing to do when you were at my age.
Right, right. Well, I tell you what, there it was a big deal when you came back. We spent, I think you can agree, we spent a handful of years where we didn't know what to do.
I was just about to say, it's like even when I came back home, what am I supposed to be doing right now? It's
They don't really give you a handbook, do they? They don't give you that exit program, guidebook.
Well, they do have one, but you're hanging out with your war buddies, and you just really don't pay attention to it.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Coming from that high energy, high level experience down to a very low, intense, go buy bread and milk.
You can't be like ready to go and die and then come back to like about to go home.
We need butter. We need milk. Does anyone it just seems so like common. Seems very common, probably even unimportant to a point.
But it goes a lot further than that.
Sure, sure.
Nobody goes to the VA.
Ah, so there we go.
When we come back.
There we go. Right? And that's exactly what we need to talk about now.
Lost friends. And...
The VA was probably something that really made a difference for us. As a family, as a whole, even to this day.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. I mean, you're...
Drastically.
It's been a while.
The VA has been...
Yeah.
The number one source.
It's been a while. And the resources, the catalog of resources the VA has is endless. And listen, I just want to say real quick, Dylan, and maybe you could... support this point, but if you're a veteran who just feels out of sorts right now, you know, call your VA.
Yep, hit up the VA.
Hit up the VA, give them a call, just let them know what's up. I used to tell Dylan, you know, you're not a unicorn. You're one of many, and we learned today a number, about 20% of the veterans that came back have PTSD, and Dylan mentioned earlier that it comes in all shapes and forms.